Jammers.
Wait, what's the ship?
Jammers,
the Selfish Health Podcast. Holy shit, I'm Wendy Starling.
Hello.
I'm Megan Rice.
And?
Hey.
Stephen Penta. And
real stoked to be here.
Should we try to actually bring in guests and help people?
Ooh.
I mean, like, it's selfish help.
Jammers.
We made up a term. We can do whatever the fuck we want. We're beautiful angels of the morning.
It's also not morning for you.
This is like second morning for you now.
To me right now, it feels like it's like 6 p.m.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You've been up since 4. You could have a drink.
Oh,
and
I
no
know.
One could judge you.
That's a terrible idea.
No one could judge you.
No, it's not. That was a great idea.
If you work in morning radio, you could start drinking at what, 11
yes.
a.m., right? Like, that's...
Yes.
That's
yeah, because that's your nighttime.
Yeah.
If normally you wake up at 11, and then instead, let's do alcoholic math real quick.
The only math we can do. I'm terrible at word problems and math, but if you throw booze in there,
right.
I can figure it out real quick.
Okay, so for example, 5 shots of whiskey in shot glasses is 5 drinks. But if you pour those all into one glass, how many drinks did we have?
1 drink.
Good job, Megan. Your reward is 10 years off your life.
Your reward is a 5-ounce glass of whiskey.
Congratulations. You just moved to the front of the line for a liver transplant in 5 years.
Oh, thank God. I need it.
Yeah. You'll wait till you get back from your vacation.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. That's all I want to talk about. Fuck sports. Fuck whatever the fuck we're supposed to talk about. I just want to talk about my vacation.
Yeah. Did anybody do a sports thing? We were going to go bowling, but we didn't.
I actually did other sports things. Because
did you really?
That's where my life is at right now. Well, so
what'd you do?
So I put out a call on social media. It wasn't very epic. It was highly disappointing.
No.
So I did put out a call on social media, right? Where I was like, hey, if anyone wants to do sports stuff, I really need to do sports stuff this week. Please help me with sports. And my good bud Karen, who's a huge, huge Mets fan, was like, oh, there's a Mets game on Saturday.
Again, you're commenting on somebody's body size. It's inappropriate.
No. She is lovely. No, she's like a fucking, she's an old school like punk rock chick that like happens to love sports.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because those things are mutually exclusive. Wait, you like punk rock and sports? That's impossible.
You know, it's one of those things that
people
only
are multifaceted, Stephen.
Right.
All fit into your tiny little boxes.
It makes sense on her. So anyway, she was like, oh, fuck yeah. We can go to a bar and watch the Mets on Saturday. And so that was my game plan. And then she ditched me. And she was like, oh, I have to do this thing with my mother. She had a very respectable excuse.
So did you go watch the Mets game anyways?
No. So then I was like, okay, fuck this. I'm alone on Saturday night. No one's here anyway. Things aren't going great. I'm going to watch.
She's going to say pinball counts as a sport.
No, I was going to watch the
Mets.
You
know, it's miniature golf or whatever the fuck you thought it was.
It's miniature pinball. It's its own thing. So I
just pictured the tiniest, most adorable pinball machine and like a little mouse playing it.
So I was determined to watch the Mets on my own and yell at the TV like a real sports person alone, like you're supposed to.
Yeah.
And what I found
you
is
learned something.
It's really fucking difficult to like just watch sports. Like I don't get the Mets on my normal TV. I thought I'd just turn on the TV and it'd be like, oh, it's on one of the 6 channels.
That's a whole thing. That
yeah, it's
a whole thing.
Fucking thing. Like, you have to get... So, I turned on my TV, and I'm like,
so
oh,
he spent
okay.
$7,000 on buying an Ultimate
So, he got the MLB package.
No, so I turned on my TV. I flipped through the channels. The Mets weren't there. I went online, and I was like, Mets streaming game. And it's like, you need to buy this $1 zillion thing. And I'm like, well, fuck that.
And you also have to send in a video of you eating something covered in Cheeto dust. That's the only way... That's how you qualify for that package.
Yeah. So the Mets were out. So on NBC, the Pittsburgh Penguins were playing the Washington Capitals, and I watched half of it and fell asleep. And what? It was, you know, Hockey, it was tied 3-3.
Hockey's boring. We talked about that.
No, but you know what? You know what? The goals are exciting because it's such a big deal. Like, it's so hard to get a goal that you're just like watching and you kind of zone out. Soccer's the same way. Then all of a sudden, when someone gets a goal,
you fall asleep midway through. Yeah.
No, but like when they get a goal, everyone freaks out because it's so difficult to do. I get that.
People just also get excited when their team gets a goal or a point or a touchdown or whatever sport you're watching, however they call it.
No one gets that excited when someone gets 2 points in basketball. You know what I mean? It's just like points.
No, but if it's your
basketball's
team.
Boring as fuck.
Yeah.
No, basketball. I like basketball. Basketball was my main sport as a kid. That's the only sport that I can kind of play.
Basketball, it's just like, oh, look, he ran 3 feet and got another goal. It's like... Back and forth and back and forth.
Yeah, at least when you retire, you still have your wits about you, you know?
Yeah, where's the fun in that? I want my athletes brain dead by the time they retire.
Yeah, this should kill you.
Where they have to wear a luchador mask. It's like, are you a wrestler? No, my face is just so mangled.
This is holding my brain in, actually. Otherwise, it will leak out my ears.
It'll leak out my cauliflower ears. I want all my former athletes to look like Chunk from Goonies. Just like,
yes.
He was a football player. No. I'm thinking of Sloth, not Chunk.
Sloth. That's what Sloth. I was thinking of, too.
Yeah, Sloth was a football player.
The only
Sloth
thing makes
Chunk.
Sloth
Goonies
Chunk.
Goonies trivia. That I got all day. Oh. That was a sport. Fucking bring it on.
I haven't seen Goonies in a long time. That movie scared the shit out of me when I was a little kid.
I'm more of a Monster Squad fan.
Oh, no.
I think
was
you
Goonies.
Could go into both. There's one of two camps. Monster Squad or Goonies.
I have several friends with Goonies tattoo. It's actually remarkable that I got out of my teenage years without a Goonies tattoo.
That is remarkable. Yep. It's not. I know lots of people without Goonies tattoos.
Yeah.
It's not like a rite of passage that you're like, I can't believe I ditched that. How would have been?
I know. We're trying to yes and you because I got to be honest. I've been doing this live streaming morning talk show thing. I mean, look, everyone's trying to get their, get something going. I know Megan has been like doing like pie content. Like she's starting a business.
Fuck KCRW, by the way. Let's get that out there.
Yeah, let's do it.
No one give them any money.
What? Yeah, what those goddamn hippies.
Oh my gosh. How am I out of the loop? I'm way out of the loop.
Oh, I did KCRW's pie contest.
Wow.
Me and Preston. Preston made, it was real sexy. He made a lamb and bone marrow pie.
So why is Preston into the eating the weirdest parts of animals?
Because they're good.
Yeah.
No, I know, but they're not so good that you're like, no, I just want the balls. No other parts of an animal.
It was lamb and bone marrow. It wasn't just a solidified bone marrow pie.
But like, why even bother with the bone marrow?
And
because it adds flavor. Instead of fat. Instead of butter, it's got a beefy, delicious animal fat flavor.
And where did you get balls from? Megan did not say he made a lamb pie.
Because when we went out to dinner with Preston, he ordered balls and I had to try
balls.
No,
he didn't.
I knew you were going to say that.
He got sweetbreads. That's not balls.
Oh, what are they?
It's the thalamus gland.
Yeah.
What the fuck is a thalamus gland?
It's like something in your throat or something. I don't know.
But I thought I was
eating
balls.
It's something in the brain, but who knows? But let's go back to doing whiskey math.
Yeah, exactly. That's much easier than what we're doing right now.
A thalamus gland. Email us. What is that?
Or we could just Google it, but nah.
So, hey, we're trying to be focused on the show. We're not looking at our phones.
Let the listeners do our Googling for us.
Right.
We'll Google it many years later.
Right, many years later. We'll figure out, and then we'll start another podcast.
Right. Unearth the mysteries.
Of the thalamus gland. Look, we're not going to do research. We don't have a producer doing research on the phone, okay? When we do the show, we don't look at our phone. We look deeply into each other's eyes.
And get terrified each time.
Yeah, that's why we're so sick. The episodes are actually only 10 minutes in length. We just have to string them all together. That's why Steven's...
Exactly.
After 10 minutes, we're like, I can't do this. I gotta go.
Yeah, we're together 6 hours a day just to get an hour episode once a week.
Don't reveal all the secrets.
Yeah, but no, they did a cut. But as far as like working a million hours to do 5 different jobs... I'm trying to yes and you in your sports thing, Steven, because on this morning show, and I want to say hello to Vanessa and Kat because they were watching the Instagram live stream and messaging and making a lot of comments and very interactive. I was asked by both of them about how Steven was doing.
A lot of people asking how Steven's doing these days.
So we're trying to be nice. We're going to be nice to you for the next 10 minutes. I'm going to set a timer.
Please set a timer because I'm just going to be digging into my own knees over here.
Right. Oh, that's actually way warmer than I was ever expecting from you too.
That's what we talked about. We're like, all right, this cuck is going to cry or something's going to happen. I saw people commenting on Instagram like, I'll get it to box of tissues for the next episode of Jammers. And we're like, he's like, no, please don't. He's like, oh,
I mean, because you need to jerk off so bad during the episode, you need a box of tissues close by. But you don't worry about crying.
Keep some tissues for your chronic masturbation problem.
Yeah, those are Jammers people.
Those are chronic masturbators. So what demo are you guys going for? Like teenage chronic masturbators. I really think that's our wheelhouse. That's really, what ads could we get for that? What appeals most to chronic teenage masturbators?
Just taint wipes.
Yeah, it's taint wipes. How do you find your fans? Well, they're either wearing a Jammers merch t-shirt or they're blind with hairy palms. Is that what happened?
A Jammers merch t-shirt that does not exist.
Oh, for sure. It doesn't exist.
Oh, you know what? I went to go play pinball the other night, and the guy running the pinball shop.
Now you can all pull out your tissues and cry because that's
sad.
Yeah,
no. Yeah. But he was like this scraggly dude wearing a Rick and Morty shirt, and I honest to God wish we had Jammers cards so I could just hand him and be like, hey, bud, this is for you. Like, you're going to be way into this.
Oh, really? Maybe. Oh, yeah.
You don't think so?
Rick and Morty people might like us.
I think they're into it.
I think everybody likes us. We're just so fucking likable. Everybody likes us.
It's just if they discover us. It's just, everybody loves us. They just haven't discovered us yet.
Okay.
It's probably for the best.
I know.
Let's keep this. Yeah. Steven, you love underground shit. Let's just keep this podcast real underground.
That's why, I just had to get more underground.
I know. That's why you like it. I'm surprised you didn't bail when we got on Starburns. We got advertised now.
It's mainstream. We sold out.
No one's given us ad reads yet because think the...
No. So we're not going to say a goddamn thing.
No. But people are like, hey, we want it. And we're like, maybe, but they're probably going to listen. They just got excited. They're like, oh, a new podcast. And then they're like... Starburns, like, maybe listen to them a few times first.
Yeah, before you decide
if you want them reading your ad copy.
Do you want your? I don't know if you want to be connected. Their fan base is mostly teenage chronic masturbators. Yeah. So maybe. Oh, this is this worked for the sports thing. It actually worked out really perfectly because I didn't have to do anything different. I just had to, not break up with my boyfriend.
Right.
And then I would automatically do a sports thing.
It's hard to think.
During the week. The Cardinals played the Cubs all weekend.
Oh, shit.
A series. Ooh. And they swept them. So fuck you, Jeff.
Ha ha.
Wow.
Nice.
Wow. Crazy timing on that.
Excellent timing. Really excellent
timing.
That's
great timing. Did you guys watch it together or no?
Of course
Jeff?
Not. No.
No.
That would have been, it never works out. Like we did that for the World Series, but
That's Cardinals because their teams weren't in it.
It would have been real tough.
Yeah.
Jeff would have just been upset chain smoking outside.
I know. And that's, it's so funny when people get so into
it. Yeah, that's the part of it that I just can't.
Preston talks to himself. Like he'll say something and I'm like, what, babe? And he's nothing. He's just under his breath talking to like the coach or a player.
Yeah, that's probably what he imagines you're doing when you're in the closet. Doing this podcast and he hears you talking to yourself. He gets up, he gets freaked out. He's like, just pretend she's watching a game. Pretend she's talking to a sports game.
Yep. Right, babe? Just say right.
Yeah.
He said yep. He said
yep. Preston cameo.
Got it.
Smooth.
Oh my God.
And then he walked by shaking his head.
Shaking his head, snacking on some dried lamb balls or whatever Steven imagines people do.
Oh, babe. Steven thought that sweetbreads were balls.
Yeah. Tasting food is worse than his tasting music.
Love you, babe.
Make out.
Wait, did he just rip on my taste in music?
Yep.
He did. Oh, man. He did.
Preston, they had a real intense music conversation for some reason. Dinner. I don't know. Me,
we did.
Whatever.
No, we had it. We got into it. Well, no, because Preston. God, I don't even know how to describe that conversation.
Let's rehash some shit because I wasn't there.
Let's fight.
No, wait,
this
was like,
jam sesh is called Airing of Grievances. And I did steal that from Seinfeld Festivus and I don't care. Wait, what happened in the dinner conversation?
Megan went to the bathroom for like a minute. No, like it was
no me
time.
And Christina went and smoked a cigarette outside.
That was it.
We
you
were
guys
annoyed
left
at their
for
conversation.
A second that I was, there was only 1 second that I was alone with Preston and we got into the music conversation and Preston's just really, I completely understand where he's coming from, where he's just like mad at what music is right now, which I get.
That's basically
like,
what it was.
I feel that. But he was really like, the labels and the people at the labels and the, that kind of thing. And it's like, well, the people at the labels, like actually want music to be better too, a lot of them, but like, it's much more complicated than you're giving it credit for.
They're all controlled by money.
Yeah.
But not
yeah,
us.
Yeah, like everything else.
Right.
Yeah.
Not us. We do a lot of shit for free.
Basically everything.
Yeah, most everything is for free. Oh my God. I'm like, I just had
you're
gonna die. Oh, yeah. I mean, it'll be fine. I feel so much better when I'm just like, if I was hungover from drinking, I'd feel much better. But I lay down and I start vibrating. I'm like, I'm going to sleep at 11. And I lay down and I vibrate because my body's like, Shark Tank is on. Shark Tank is on.
Yeah.
I'm sober. So I'm just, I mean, I'll like a glass of wine. I'm not like blackout drunk. You know
yeah, you're
like,
not a nerd.
Yeah, I'm not a fucking, I'm not a Steven. No. See, your time's up. Motherfucker.
My time's up on what?
Us being
us
nice
being
to
nice.
You.
Oh, no, that was the 10 minutes?
We thought, no,
we
it was
said
less.
That
so
at
in
the
my
same
10
time.
Minutes, like, Preston came and shat all over my music taste? That's as good as it gets?
He didn't shit all. He just made a little comment on his way out the door.
This fucking podcast really is just like the world. Says it's going to give you a second, God. Then it just beats you down.
Okay, talking about your breakup.
No, I don't
you don't
know.
Have to if you don't want to.
I don't did even you, know what to talk about.
Did you say you don't have time? You moved into a new apartment. That's
I moved
exciting.
Into a new apartment. That's exciting. That's just, yeah. No.
You're Brooklyn as fuck.
Brooklyn as fuck.
He's gonna paint the walls black,
white, white, all white.
All most apartments already are all white.
No, this apartment is a mint green.
Oh, fuck yeah. Don't paint that.
Yeah,
that's
that seems
dope.
Cool, right? No, he showed me the pictures. That, it looks
no,
great.
That's, yeah, if it was your apartment, fuck yeah, don't paint that. But for my apartment, no, that's not.
Oh, my Anthrax posters don't even go with mint green.
Exactly. I need a
no,
white base like
cool.
a museum wall.
Right. Oh, my God. Well, I just, yeah. What?
Since Steven, you know, we'll talk about happier things, which also I'll say have to do with sports. So I'm going to consider my love of British reality shows a sport now. I just finished season one of Love Island.
Oh, yeah.
Total.
A lot of comments on your love of Love Island.
People are very upset.
Yeah, people are real fired up. And I gotta say, first of all, shout out to us and good job us for doing good accents.
Oh my God. We yeah.
That was exactly what the listeners said.
I want to apologize to not just the country of Great Britain, really the world for how we butcher just any accent. We fucked with the French last time and the Italians.
Yeah. We're the most awful
USA.
USA.
Oh no.
We're such cunts, but thank you guys for putting up with us. Yeah, we have you guys are the best. We're getting like haunted house lists. We got a lot of shit to figure out. This is a legit jam sesh because I'm tired and we're just talking because we haven't really all sat and talked. And normally it's all business.
And a lot has happened. This has been
yeah.
a fucking
it's been
hell.
Quite
Wendy's,
the week.
Wendy's got a morning show. Megan's in pie competitions.
That she's losing.
Yeah, well.
No, let's talk about this because since KCRW.
There are like 500 people.
Okay.
There are like 500 fucking
500
pies. It was
entries.
Bananas. Yeah. It was
Did
bananas.
You get to taste
it? It was
other
bananas
pies?
And that was just Megan
I tasted
pie.
Some.
Yeah.
Banana hello. Cream pie. Hello.
I mean, how do you feel like you held up against the competition? Like, how did
it
you feel
great.
About how you did?
Our pies went super fast because like people ate, like everyone got like two tickets and they could pick pies and ours went like everyone liked our pies.
Yeah.
Okay.
Preston's really mad because he wants to know. He's like, I just want to know like where we stand. Like, where,
yeah.
what were our scores? And I was
yeah.
like,
yeah,
there's no, they're not going to fucking give everybody a scorecard.
Why didn't they do that? That's it. I that
there were 500 pies,
but they can still give you like a, like, that would be good to know just how close you are. I love that Preston was so into it. I think that's really cool that he
so
was
how
like,
many of the
he
pies
was super into it.
How many of the pies got awards?
Three. It was top three in every category.
Oh geez. Okay.
Yeah. So, oh, yeah. So it was like,
so like,
and my category was the biggest category, apparently.
What was your category?
Banana cream pies.
Yeah, it was specifically peanut butter banana cream pie. It was really, it was very specific. It was cream chiffon or mousse.
Ooh.
So it was like
Ooh.
A big, huge
like a
category.
Big billowy, yeah.
Big billowy.
Cream pie. Yeah, like I think of a cream pie being like a fluffy diner pie, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, they're not. But billowy,
billowy,
yeah. I just
billowy,
pictured.
I think of like MC Hammer pants.
See, so, and I think when I know I'm when I think billowing, I think meatloaf videos with like the curtains.
Lots of like lots of like white shirts flowing in the breeze.
That's my picture, like billowy. And now for the next and this last pie category, it's the biggest one. It's the billowy pie, and everyone's just in like flowing pirate shirts, and it's presented there's like.
There's no actual pies. Right, it's just judging people on whose shirt's flowy.
I just meant billowy like a diner pie. You know, you see those huge diner pies and no one ever actually orders.
Fluffy? Are you trying to say fluffy?
Yes. I am interchanging billowy and fluffy.
Yeah, because billow
are very different
they
words.
Are, they are. Yeah. I'll eat shit on this. But
fluffy would describe like the shape of a pussy. Billowy would describe what my pussy lips do when I don't wear my full granny panties. So there you go.
Oh, that's how Wendy understands any word, relating it to her genitals.
That was an English lesson I'll never forget.
Yeah, how do I write? So puffy is how it looks in my underwear. Billowy is what it does when it's out of the underwear.
Yeah, exactly.
Kids, teenage chronic. I'm trying to put an end to this chronic masturbation.
Yeah. So just think about Wendy's genitals and you're good to
you're
go.
You're really saving the world.
Just any way that I can. How do we keep these kids' hands out of their privates? Oh.
Sorry. Another. I just got... Your billowy pussy made me think of this. Another hot British reality show. This is like a weird rabbit hole I'm falling into.
Which reminds me of my pussy and another reality show.
There's this show called Naked Attraction. So they show everything. Like they show dicks. There's this show called Embarrassing Bodies on Netflix. You can watch it easily on Netflix. And they show like assholes and pussies and dicks, whatever.
What?
So there's this dating show that, good friend Trista came over last night and I hipped her to Love Island and she hit me to this show. So it's a dating show. There's like six dudes or ladies and then a dude or a lady who's like picking them and they pick, you don't see, they're covered up fully and then they show you the bottom half. So they go right to above the dick or pussy and you see
the dick or pussy. So you see their genitals first.
Which is, because also... Not a lot of circumcised dicks in the UK.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It is just whoo. And then they go and show like up to their neck.
Yeah.
So they eliminate people each time. And and then they like talk about it with the host. Like with the host, like they walk up to these boxes and they're like examining dicks and pussies.
Holy shit.
And so then they show their faces.
Based on your genitals.
Well, first round. And then like you pick them based on their fat stomachs and then you pick them based on their ugly mugs.
This one I like,
and then
this
you hear
one
voice.
I like a billowy stomach on a man.
I
was thinking billowy balls.
A nice fluffy uncircumcised penis. That's my cup of tea.
Oh yeah,
it's fantastic. This show's amazing.
A fluffy, can you imagine a fluffy like tip of the penis? That's like, that's an infection.
Yeah, that's same billowy. Also,
you've had
billowy
for years.
This is a real billowy dick. What is that? Oh, I'm sorry. He's here for this is the meringue portion of the dick competition. We had a lot of entries in this.
You are killing the masturbation
is podcast
problem.
Over yet? So I can go watch this show. That's what this podcast is now. Me reporting on new British reality shows. I'm obsessed with every week.
I wonder if I can get on these dating shows now that I am hopelessly single.
Oh, the dick show for sure.
Yeah, there we go.
Now that you're fucking a lot, I can't wait for your STD score to fucking tank. Now that you're single.
No, I am thinking that I need a long bout of not fucking in my life.
There you go.
Boo. Now what are you going to do?
I bet some of our chronic masturbating fans could give you tips on how to get through it.
Well, I mean, it's not like... I don't think we have incels as fans.
Look, I'm a fucking man. Like, I've gone years without, you know... fucking people. It happens.
Okay. This will be part of your 10 minutes.
Start the clock again.
Yeah, we'll just add it all up at the end.
Yeah,
much
exactly.
Time.
Yeah, we'll do it like how we do the podcast. This will only take like a weekend to record this one episode. This will be
fun. Exactly.
For you guys, it's 1 hour. For us, it's a lifetime.
Tell me about it.
So, okay. Now, with the naked people show, like, are they behind a glass case? Yes, right?
Yes.
Okay. I was like imagining that you could poke them.
Oh, I wish. Maybe that happens in later seasons because people get bored with just seeing the dicks. They're like, I want to now finger them.
Yeah.
Finger them. But that's because I was
jacket.
I was like, this, like the next is just, it's the same thing, but then you just blow every person.
Yeah.
And then the people decide like, no, I like that blowjob better. So I'm going to pick that person.
Yeah. Yeah. And
but then you don't see their face.
I mean, there is something to be said for hooking up like immediately with someone if you're safe about it.
That's like, not what this show is, though. You're going. You're no, just going but you're on television
judging,
naked.
You're literally no judging a person off their genitals first. Like, that's pretty much the same mindset of like, well, let's just start with the most important thing for me.
Well, yeah, but typically, like, you see their face first and maybe say hi,
right?
You yes. know, like before yeah. you go down on them.
I know,
like,
Stephen. I don't know what kind of like what you imagine.
No,
like,
that's not.
Is that what they got these eyes going like, down on a girl?
Parties? Is that what that's they, not what being single is?
Is that what they did in the 1300s, Stephen, when you were just a young boy?
Yeah,
back in the day, back in the medieval times, we were all dying.
Guys, I haven't been single for a very long time. I'm
We only lived until we were 17 years old. You made it out.
Many things have changed.
Well, we were just blowing people at parties.
Yeah, so you met somebody genitals first.
You had to get pregnant. You had to have at least 12 children before you turned 17, right. Or your family name would die.
Right. No eye contact.
Those children, minimum, are going to die.
No eye contact until after we finger each other. My parents raised me right. I'm not some asshole.
Now show me your asshole.
Wait, and I hold on, because I have Netflix and I'm a chronic masturbator, so I'm in with the fans on this. I've been watching the weirdest. Oh my god, I watched the weirdest porn last night. This is a real exclusive jam session.
Because this is a deep jam.
Because this is a conversation I want to have with Megan just on the regular phone. I was watching the weirdest porn last night. So wait, Netflix, what's the show that you said they have that just pictures of body parts?
Embarrassing bodies. Well, it's not just pictures, but it's people that are like, I've got a weird problem. And then they like go to a doctor and they're like, I got this thing on my dick. And they like show. It's not all dicks and assholes, but those are the best parts.
Yeah. And they show
like
them.
Sometimes someone's like, oh, I have a skin problem. And it's like, oh, show me your dick already. Jesus. Yeah.
I have a sore throat. Why don't you show me the sweet asshole first, doctor?
Sorry? I know this is for television, but can I see like a degree or something?
What if it's like a hidden? Oh my god, that's what we need to do. That's the thing, is these people know they're on camera. We should do like a hidden camera show, because we got to try to sell a TV show. If we're being honest,
wait.
We do a hidden camera show. We dress up as fake doctors.
Oh, a nude fake doctor hidden camera show. This is going fabulously.
Yeah, and then we just like, you know, and that's like the joke of it, is that we're just fingering your butthole and taking pictures of it,
and we have no medical degrees,
right?
Yeah.
We do not know what we're looking for.
Oh, I know what I'm looking for. It's not something you want me to find.
Wait, what was the weird porn? Because I want to know how you well, related whatever weird thing you jerked off to the embarrassing body
so
show.
I was just thinking about naked body parts, because I haven't been fucked in like 2 weeks.
Days.
2 weeks. It's been 2 weeks since I've been fucked. It's rough. Not even a makeout.
How are you doing it?
Wait, I am 2 weeks at this point, too.
Yeah, but you were in a relationship.
Fuck each other.
Okay.
Oh, get the fuck out of here with that.
First of all, why are you more grossed out than I am? I should be more grossed out.
No,
you would be so lucky.
You're right.
You would just be mad because I have better hair than... We have the same haircut, though. It's actually sad.
Yeah, that's why you should fuck. It'd be like fucking yourself.
You just put on your glasses and we stare at each other.
I know. That would be... No, I would never fuck someone with bigger tits than me. Thank you so much.
Oh,
your time was up. I set your timer. I'm giving you 30-second
Wait,
windows.
Wendy, that significantly cuts, like, I would say in half the amount of people you can have sex with.
I know. Very thin people and children. And that was a joke. That was a joke about the thin people. I don't have sex with thin people because that also makes me feel self-conscious.
Yeah, exactly. Because I'm like, why are you so much skinnier than
right.
me?
Right.
Just chubby kids.
Right. I like a nice billowy 10-year-old.
Oh, God. This is not Pete Holmes' podcast. I don't know what we're doing right now.
Here we go. Yeah, this is a real... Oh, so this is the porn I watched. Now,
Go on.
So I feel like the chronic masturbators were emotionally stunned, and now bring them back, guys. We know you're ready to jerk up. They're just sitting there with their like soft dicks in their hands. Like, when do we get to go again? Get ready, kiddos.
Oh, ooh.
It was because I've been watching a lot of gay porn, like dudes fucking, and I like it. It's like, it's hot.
What kind of dudes? Like, what's the subset of gay porn?
I don't know. It may not be grandfather.
Daddies, ones with penises, Steven. Yeah.
No, come on. There's more specific verbiage for this.
No, I like watching old dudes. I'm like, and I don't know if it's because it's like a weird thing of like watching men get dominated because I get mad at men. I'm not like a man hater, but there is something really hot about watching one dude like just shove his dick down another dude's mouth. And I'm like, yeah, you take that. You take it.
Huh?
Yeah.
Do you ever act that out?
Excuse me. I've got to go join our listeners. Do I ever shove my dick down an old man's throat?
Yes. I mean, but you could strap one on.
I've pegged a dude. That was one of my favorite things I've ever done.
Really?
Yeah. Oh my God. The power. I was like, oh, now I see why they're like, hey, smile some more. I get it.
Now I see why they rape.
Yeah. Because you can. It's so cool.
You can also choose not to.
Yeah, but having a dick is like pretty.
But it's so cool.
It's so neat. When I pegged this guy, I like shoved the dildo down his throat and like made him, and he wanted to gag. He was like sucking it. And I was like, I don't really get this. And then I put the strap on and he was like sucking on the tip of a strap on, which I cannot feel. But I was like, oh, this is so hot. And then I was like gagging it down his throat. And I'm like, oh, it was so sexy. Anyway,
they had nothing for me.
I was watching, trying to find some good, some good gay porn, but most of the stuff that I wanted to watch, I had to watch on mute because a lot of it has like very crazy, like 70s backing music and I cannot take it.
Ooh, I see. Now I'm back on board. I was like, not into it. Now I'm like, ooh, 70s music.
You're like, perfect. ABBA.
Is it modern porn or is it like old timey porn?
No, it's like modern porn, but then the one that was like biracial and I just clicked on it and they were saying some racial slurs and I felt very
uncomfortable. Oh yeah, that's a whole thing. You can accidentally watch you're like, I'm jerking off. Oh, whoa, okay, never mind.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
I know. I was like, I gotta click back over to the Pete Holmes wrestling channel. Racing channel.
You're
thinking about race.
Racing channel, these
No, let's not touch that. Let's not touch it. Racing channel is.
No, let's not talk about the racing channel. Can't touch it in any way, shape, or form. It's illegal.
To see Preston put up a little calendar in the office, and it just makes me really happy because I'm looking at you and we're talking about this, and then this is the calendar that I see right next to you.
He's counting down the days until death. Oh my God, that's so.
For the listeners, we are looking at a pug of May.
Aww. A tiny pug puppy. So it's like when I get stressed out from you two assholes, I'm just like, oh, tiny puppy. Oh, tiny puppy.
Well, what's going to happen? But the problem is you're going to start to associate fucking fat kids, billowy kid. I don't want to give it a complex. You're going to associate like chunky kids' buttholes with pugs. Like your brain's going to cross.
Wait, who doesn't already? A pug looks kind of like a billowy kid. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
No.
I would pick a pug out of a lineup on Naked Attraction.
I'd be like, that's a pug dick.
Yeah.
They all look like little belly buttons, little outies. Outie belly buttons.
Aw. And they come fat. I've never made it. Because you can just flick it, right? The person that I pegged may or may not have also told me a story about when he watched a woman suck a dog's dick. I don't think I have to tell you people. I have a real fun life.
Oh, come on. Everybody's been on the internet. Everybody's seen that.
I know. I think he watched it at a live party. Some Wolf of Wall Street shit. It was a long time ago. Yeah. Oh, and that was when,
what a simpler time.
I know. Well, that was when I learned, this is before I ever met him, but I was texting. I was like, you can't come to a show. I don't want you to come watch a show. Cause I'm like, if I'm going to try to date somebody, I'm lying about who I am at all times. And I'm like, if you come to a show don't listen to a podcast. And I'm always like, well, it's cause I don't want you to like, know like the public persona of me. I want you to get to know the real me, but it's like, oh no.
It's like, I do not never get to know the real me. Cause you will leave immediately.
Right. And they're like, oh, and I'm like, yeah, listen to Jammers. It's like, not really me. It's just like, me and one of my best friends is like, putting on airs.
We're doing characters.
We're just stories. We're just making it, but we're thinking of it.
It's all very well written.
Right. It's a script. The real me is the one that shows up in a dress and doesn't say the F word.
And only has one glass of wine.
Yeah. That you know of, you cuck.
I had three bottles before I got here.
Oh, yeah. That's when I realized that I was like, oh, he does drugs. Because we were texting. I'm like, I don't want you to come to a show or like listen to any of my stuff. Just, it was before we started doing Jammers. It was a long time ago when I met him. And I was like, I can't. Because, I talk about kind of like edgy, weird shit. And he was like, He's like, nothing offends me. I want to watch a woman suck a dog's dick. And it was like 1:30 in the afternoon. And I was like, cool. So he's doing cocaine at the office. Because that is something, first of all, you've only, that happens when everybody's on drugs. And you share that story when you are on lots of drugs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
For sure.
You don't tell somebody that.
Unless you're really proud of it.
Right. And it is kind of a cool thing. I mean.
It's pretty cool. Write that in your Mother's Day card to your mother.
Right.
Dear mom, happy Mother's Day. I love you. This weekend, I watched a woman suck a dog's dick.
I had to. It was part of the sports. It was part of the sports challenge. I don't know if you know this, mom. I have a podcast. And I couldn't make it to go bowling with Steven. And so we went to a dog wrestling ring and it turned out to be a dog sex ring.
It wasn't dog fighting at all. It sucked.
Right. No, that was a dog fight, but the winner got his dick sucked by one of the ring girls. It was one of those. She used to be a high school cheerleader. Real slut.
Yeah. My apologies to all high school cheerleaders. Just kidding.
I love this. This is like a real
jam.
It
really was a trigger for you.
I love it.
I don't know why I did that.
Yeah. What's wrong?
What did you do? You do. Who was the cheerleader that hurt you, Megan?
None.
Really?
None. None. Yeah. None cheerleaders.
None cheerlaiders.
Oh, he was so, aggressive. It just came out of nowhere.
I just wanted to talk about a teenage girl sucking a dick. That's the best way I knew how to do it without being creepy.
Yeah.
Well, mission accomplished, m'lady.
Megan and I get on the phone for like 3 hours before every episode of Jammers, and we're like, okay. I got this fantasy about a chunky 10-year-old.
Oh, God.
How are we going to work this in? It's about a boy. He's the patriarchy. I'm allowed to make that joke. Oh, you know what I saw that was very creepy?
Wait.
No. That's a rational world.
No. We should always have a guest from this. Wendy and I have gotten too comfortable with this.
Yeah. Well, we're too comfortable, but also we haven't talked this week. We just haven't been able to get on the phone. And so now we're just actually talking. This is probably not what I should be saying. This is actually what we talk about.
Yeah. Yeah. Off air. Just for funsies. It's not being recorded or anything.
Right. Oh, sorry. This is more of like a private conversation.
Oh, my eyes hurt.
No one is surprised by this.
I need to look at this pug more.
I know. Look at the pug.
Take a break.
Quick,
take
Steven. Break. Quick.
Oh, deep breath.
Steven, cry first. To cry about something.
What do you want me to cry about?
Your green walls.
Oh, well, I'm going to paint them white. It's going to change. I'm changing. I'm making some changes, you guys.
I want to see them. I don't think you should paint them.
No, I could send you pictures. I mean, but it's, no, they need to, no, it's not. Not for me.
Whatever, Steven. Whatever, sorry. Steven.
I was so you're really gonna not fuck? What's, because that's the fun part of a breakup, is it? You get to have sex.
I don't know. You know what? It's fucking weird. Like the I don't know. I don't know what I'm gonna do. I don't know. I haven't thought this out. You know.
Well, you got us.
This is hitting me pretty.
You got
pretty
us. Fast. So we got your misery covered.
Yeah, exactly.
So we'll be able to help balance out.
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't even thought about it. I just honestly, I've just been like, okay, I need to move now.
Yeah.
That's it. And then once I move, then I can figure everything else out.
Not to be like a serious lame-o. Yeah, uh-oh. You definitely shouldn't have sex for a while.
Yeah.
Like you should just like be alone.
And my last relationship, like I've pretty much been in relationships for about 10 years. So
yeah, you should be alone for like a year.
Yeah. Solid. Like at least emotionally, like.
Hey, but you shouldn't even fuck for like a couple months.
Yeah, I don't know.
If you want to be emotionally alone and never have your dick tucked, keep hanging. Dick tucked?
Dick tucked. Dick tucking wouldn't be a problem.
You should not be doing this 4 a.m. thing.
No.
We already can barely speak. Now it's just even worse.
I
think it's amazing.
If you want to feel emotionally alone and have your dick tucked way back, hang out with me every night. I'll ignore you. And I'll kick you in the balls so much that you have to tape it up.
Oh.
Take out your pants.
You
take
know
out
what? Your pants. I'm trying. I'm trying different things. I'm going to get real loose.
Take out your pants. I got to tell you.
I could listen to you speak poorly all day. This
here's
is
what's
fantastic.
Happening. My brain is malfunctioning real hard because I got it before. I've been up for 8 and not just like up doing like Megan and I were talking earlier. It's not like I got up and went to Whole Foods or got up and went to like a day job where you can just like fuck around.
Yeah, you're on
and
it.
Be drunk
and be in your head. Yeah. I've been like not drinking that much all week and waking up and trying to like make sentences.
Have you been able to shift and go to bed earlier, or are you just like not?
Nope.
No.
No. Yep,
there it is.
Nope.
Well, it's only been a week. You got to not nap at all during the day. That's what you have to do.
I know.
That's so you're exhausted. I know. At night.
It's hard. Is this
and then
helping?
You'll go to sleep at like 9.
I know. Well, but the problem is if I have shows at night or if I have shit to do at night.
Yeah.
Then it's like, so I'm like, okay, well, if I have to be up until 11 o'clock at night, so then I have to take a nap. You know, or like if I'm doing other stuff in the day, and this is why what, Steven? And this is why what?
This is why those morning show DJs are the craziest motherfuckers.
Like, and start drinking at 11 a.m.
Right. They take naps all day in the afternoon and then wake up, do some cocaine and fucking let it rip at the party all night. And then
watch a bunch of dogs get their dicks sucked.
Right. Then they go home and like, watch grandpa dog suck porn.
Yeah. That is for sure a category, by the way. I want to porn up that porn. Right now.
I got to look. I'm sure
it's got all my keywords in it. Yeah. Grandpa dog suck.
Oh my God. Oh, if we didn't have to do 20 more minutes, I would have ended that podcast and walked right away. I thought that was great, but we keep trucking ahead. That's a little inside baseball for you guys. And don't cut that out, Steven.
Nope. You want to know? Man,
I bet I could find in New Orleans some grandpa dog suck ring.
Oh, I'm sure you could.
Why New Orleans, though? I mean,
because that's where I'm going.
Like a ring of people or like a piece of jewelry, like an actual. I bet I could find a grandpa dog suck ring.
Either.
Yeah. That's good merch. That's good Jammers merch. A ring
that with a grandpa
with an old grandpa face and then a little pug dick.
Little outie belly button.
Yeah, that's a funny, and people wouldn't even know what it was from far away, but you guys will know. You chronic masturbators.
Yeah, they'll know because they'll not be able to stop jerking off to it.
I just love that anywhere you go, you're like, there are grandpa's fucking dogs here for sure.
I do. Yes,
like
I do.
Like any city.
Yeah.
Any city. I'm any like, city. Well, yeah, a city, you know, for sure. Yeah.
Right.
Or you know, small town.
In the bayou,
some basement.
Minneapolis,
just anywhere.
Texas. Just, right. There's grandpa's fucking
anywhere
dog.
There's a grandpa, anywhere there's a dog, anywhere there's a sock.
I wonder if there's people in New Orleans that listen to this. There's got to be, right? There's got to be like one right? person.
Statistically, like probably like 10-ish people.
I just picture one like...
Hey, listeners in New Orleans. But when this comes out, I'll be leaving the next day. So hit me up and tell me all the things I should have done.
It's one just sad little pug listening with earbuds, just whimpering.
Yeah.
Just in shame.
Little outie.
Yeah. In shame because he had to let a grandpa suck his dick to pay for his Alpo.
Oh, I feel like that's an attack on dog sex workers. You know,
they're, oh, I know.
He could have been turning that tricks. Pug did it for the love of it.
I know. Pug's like, I wish I could be a chronic masturbator, but I got to save all my dog cum for these old men. This gumbo doesn't pay for itself, Jammers. You judgmental cunts.
This is the best animated show that's never been made. Sex worker.
Every
pugs.
We're just coming up with $1 million ideas. I bet like. All the major networks listen to Jammers every week with notepads out, just waiting to steal our ideas.
I know. Oh, I can't.
No, I can't wait for that one.
There's going to be, I'm going to keep checking Pornhub and not to plug it. Are they a sponsor?
They're a sponsor of everything, really. Yeah. Like they just sponsor
They're really
most
keeping the world
lives.
Running.
Well, in like 2 weeks, I'm sure they're all listening to Jammers. They're like, we can't put this on ABC or NBC, but we can do a hentai animated series of the little pug that could
the little
jerk
pug
off.
That could jerk off
well,
and suck
so
men's dicks.
Funny to watch that animated. Series.
Oh, I like the dog is sucking the men's dicks now.
Yeah, that's it's a cartoon.
Oh yeah, and like big.
We can
now,
do whatever
see?
We want
again. Now here's another way where you can use the difference between fluffy and billowy. The guys, when he's sucking it, it's fluffy. Wait, but then when he goes back
your,
and forth.
Why did you put your hands up on your face?
Because she's describing
like
the pug's cheeks.
Dogs.
Yeah, like the cute little dog cheeks. And then the billowy. Oh.
I thought you would do, like the dog was like, like had his little paws on the side of his face, like, rump.
Just a mad, that's how I give blowjobs with my hands like this.
Yeah, just,
I'm mad.
Pouty.
Here, just put it right on my lips. Just put it right here.
Why
my
am I so hard?
Fluffy lips. Your lips are both billowy and fluffy right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. Just put them by my billowy, fluffy lips. Can I have money for a massage? I'm just trying to think of like what you could get money for.
What a pug would want. And it was massage.
What's a massage? Just their big doughy skin that's barely hanging off of them.
Yeah.
A hard massage.
Dogs like massage it. They have animal massage places. I live on the Upper East Side now. I've seen it all.
Wait, they have animal massage
places?
Yes, they do. They have them here too. Yeah.
Seriously?
Yes.
Animals are doing better than me.
You know, they have dog walkers. These are for people that also don't want to pet their dogs. So take it to a dog massage place.
Right.
Massager.
Oh, yeah. Most living creatures are doing better than you, Steven.
I know.
No, you're hanging out with us.
Exactly. Most living creatures are doing better than Steven.
Things are going great, you guys. I got a new apartment. I'm so happy.
Oh, that was the saddest you've ever sounded.
I picture maybe you could voice the animated dick sucking pug.
Duck sucking. That's season two. The pug moves on from Grandpa Dicks to ducks.
Ducks.
The duck sucking pug.
Ducks.
Can ducks communicate
and
with
that's,
pugs?
And that's what's on Disney Junior. That's the kids show.
It was DuckTales. That's how it started.
Oh, we're just always working. We just can't turn it off.
I know. Sorry, guys. Look, even when we're tired and like, you know, thinking about going to sleep and or going on vacation, we're constantly just in Rift City. Screenplay after screenplay. These characters, these are iconic characters.
Steven the duck sucking pug.
Yeah.
A children's book for the ages.
I'm already thinking of like theme song. Oh, it's gonna be great.
Yeah.
Wait, what's the theme song?
Well, it's still in the early stages.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We'll get Sarah Dooley back on. If you don't know who Sarah Dooley is, go back and listen to Oatmeal Man. It was a great episode. And buy the song Quinoa off iTunes.
It's
We're musicians.
Song. It's summer again. It's a real hot summer.
I know.
Jam.
It you guys, it's been fun. Over a year. 1 year anniversary for Jammers.
That's true.
Was last week.
Last week.
Or 2 weeks ago. Or fucking, I don't know. I've been awake for 3 weeks in a row, it feels like.
Me too.
I don't know
too.
What dime or day it is.
All I remember is that on the 1 year anniversary when I got notification, I had just finished sucking a duck stick.
that's how I gauge time now.
Yeah. Duck, I don't have bread because I don't eat carbs. I don't know if you know this. I have a podcast.
So I have to be very thin.
Right.
For the podcast.
I don't have bread, but you know what? I do have these billowy duck sucking lips.
I'm right.
Masturbation.
Yeah, those are Jammers people.
Those are chronic masturbators.